Well, Paul, your thoughts on the performance?
Tough performance in terms to take from starting the game so well and getting a goal up, which can be the difficult thing at home. I felt Southend totally dominated the half then. From there, they were in the ascendancy, they were off the front foot. You know, they were first to every second ball and they looked bright and energetic, everything that we didn't look. You know, sometimes as a manager, you don't understand it. You get these performances, you don't know where they come from. I thought second half, we done okay. I thought we were the better team. We were trying our best to get that equaliser. You know, and we tried to make a couple of substitutions to help, and then all of a sudden the penalty swung and then the goal just kills us. You know, but it's such a disappointing day. You know, it's just a disappointing day. You know, I don't want to elaborate on it too much.
Yeah, the cross came in for their first goal as well from a corner, didn't it, as well? That's disappointing because that's a couple of times that's happened this season, isn't it?
Listen, it's football. You get beat, you win, you draw. We've been beat today. I think you've got to give Southend great credit. You know, they've come here today and they looked a very strong side. I certainly thought second half we were just showing signs of getting on top. You know, we needed to get that goal then, that might have seen us. But what happens, you end up chasing games and you look more vulnerable than you should. You know, so we wish Southend the best of luck in the next round. I think it's important that you have some manners when you do get beat, and that we'll concentrate on the game Tuesday night.
Were you disrupted a little bit when Roberts went off at all?
I think anyone who loses a player of Gary Roberts' calibre will be disrupted, you know, but that's part and parcel of football. Everyone loses players. Everyone has injuries and suspensions, you know, but you must keep going.
How is Gary?
He's done his hamstring, so, you know, it's not good for us. But that's, as I say, that's 14. You just got to keep going.
You don't know how long at this stage, early stage?
I thought it'd be within a month or 6 weeks, isn't it? It's normally a bad thing. I haven't spoken to them yet.
That's a huge blow. Obviously, you conceded as well the moment after that as well, didn't you? Was it a pattern of play that happened when they conceded?
I don't know. You know, you're putting Richie Humphries on. He's a good player. He knows the position. You know, it's both disappointing goals from our point of view, but Southend will probably say the same about ours. And you know, I think sometimes even now, we all want to dissect games quickly. You lads do the media, and I respect that. You've got jobs to do. You know, but it's too raw at the minute to really speak too much about in depth. We've lost. We're sick. We're gutted. You know, we must move on.
You're obviously chasing the game when you brought Doyle and Richards on as well. It was one of those counter-attacks that Southend got when they got the third goal, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's football. You know, we must commit men forward. You know, it's important we try and get a goal, but, you know, it's just disappointing. Formations are always brought up and different stuff's always brought up when you lose. It never seems to be brought up or mentioned when you win. You know, football's about players. The game is about players and it always will be about players. And today, unfortunately, we weren't good enough to win the game and we've got to accept that.
Well, what was your view on the penalty?
The referee gives decisions. I've got no arguments with the referee today. The referee hasn't cost us. You know, referees and linesmen, they all make bad decisions. They all make good. So all the managers, so we're all in the same gang.
You were having a few words with the referee as well during the game, weren't you?
I thought he was all right. At least he was prepared to speak and he wasn't, you know, obnoxious with what he was trying to do. You know, so that's great credit to the referee.
Can you understand the fans' frustration at full-time?
Fans just want to win. Mm-hmm. You know, it's football clubs. You know, we're perceived to be this club at the minute that should be walking the league and walking everything in front of us. And, you know, unfortunately, football's not like that. You know, we've got a difficult promotion campaign that we're on track to do. We've gone out the cup today against a very strong Southend side that are level on points with us in the league. You know, we go to Oldham on Tuesday night in a semi-final of a cup. And, you know, teams that are successful play a lot of games. And, you know, we must be one of them teams. It's hard, but you've got to stay focused and keep going.
Is it important for everybody to sort of gather together, don't dwell on this result, kick on towards Tuesday?
You don't dwell on results whether you win or lose. I think that's the important thing. I always do as a manager, you know me. If we'd have won 2-0 today, I wouldn't be sitting here gloating. We'd move on and get on. You know, football's about a long-term project in general for managers, and a long-term project is normally a season and what you're trying to do. We're trying to be promoted and that doesn't change.
Liam Cooper comes back in on Tuesday, of course, available for selection. That's a big plus.
Liam's back in, but we look at that in the morning when we come in.
Is there any other injuries apart from Roberts?
I don't know at all, just a bit quick after the game. So we wait and see, we come in the morning and we'll do the normal stuff, the professional stuff that you'd have to do, and then we'll take it from